Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. We're about to head into some space, right? Where, you know, some may say, right? Now, the burden of responsibility. Who actually holds the burden in conversation? One of the most problematic assumptions, do I need to repeat myself? Assumptions in our culture is that the responsibility for difficult conversations lies entirely with the person who is telling the truth. Now, I understand life ain't fair. I understand that. But in a conversation, this creates an unfair dynamic where the mirror holder, who's the mirror holder? The person who's telling the truth, must constantly moderate their honesty while the person who's receiving the light or the truth bears no responsibility on how they engage with the truth.
Y'all seen that meme on wherever you get your meme from? It's a video and it's a boy sitting in the back seat and you go, "Oh, bullshit." No, it's a two-way street. Yeah, I can be more acceptable by coming off less aggressive in my truth. But as the listener, the receiver, you got some responsibility too. You can't just because it's your emotions that's involved. You can't just play victim and want somebody to cater to your misbehavior or your inappropriateness or whatever it is.
Basically, you know, your emotions shouldn't force a truth teller to walk on eggshells.
Correct. So you gotta be open to the truth coming your way, and this may be hard to believe, you're not always right.
I know you ain't talking to me. I know you ain't talking to me.
If the shoe fits, you know what I'm saying?
Healthy truth-telling requires both parties to participate consciously. The teller must wield their clarity with discernment and compassion. The receiver must take ownership of their boundaries and reactions. The receiver must take ownership of their boundaries and reactions, recognizing they have a choice about how they engage with uncomfortable realities.
And in that moment, we go from reacting to responding.
Hey, I don't know if I should label this as a great person or a great entity, once said, "I cut you, you bleed." Our realities are not the same. Yes, your reality of the situation is more uncomfortable than mine, but you cut, I don't feel the pain.
Woo! That's some heavy stuff right there, dude.
By the way, would you label that a man or entity? I didn't know how to. What you?
Multi-dimensional personality.
All right.
Yeah, that's a mouthful, but MDP.
Now, just as truth tellers have the right to speak authentically, receivers have the right to say, I'm not ready for this conversation.
That's more respectable than a pushback because you're not ready.
Or they also have the right to disengage entirely. What is that example of? Hey, if you don't like what that person is saying on that television station, change the channel. Ain't nothing forcing you to stay there, but you. Neither party should be coerced. The teller shouldn't be forced to remain silent. Hey, you welcome to your truth, even though it may be in a fantasy land. You welcome to that, but I can't say the truth, my truth. How come you welcome to your truth, but I ain't welcome to my truth?
Because I'm the issue, and I don't want to be the issue, because then I will feel shameful. I'm not going through that.
Nor should the receiver be forced to accept whatever truth is being offered. If you want to believe that pigs can fly, I gotta let you have it.
Be my guest.
Now,
it's gonna be some good pork chops, I tell you.
There are times when truth helps, and there are also times when truth can hurt. The effectiveness and ethics of truth-telling depends heavily on the context and motivation of the truth being delivered. Now, truth is most helpful when it occurs within a relationship built on trust and mutual growth. What's a key word right there, mental? I said, it occurs within relationships built on trust and mutual growth.
Trust and mutual. That's what I picked up on.
Well, what about the last word of the sentence?
Growth. I ain't going to put growth in there because growth is starting to be like the word friend. People don't take that word serious. So I'm not even going to entertain that part.
Yeah, but what if you...
People don't take growth serious.
But what if you somebody who's trying to grow when you having a conversation with somebody who's not?
Well, then... I should use my discernment and exit the conversation.
Touche. Good one. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.